The Green Apple on Minnesota Avenue in Breckenridge, and KBMW presents the Positive Word of the Day. The Positive Word of the Day today is joyful. Things that you can do throughout your day, you can find a little joy in your day. That's what it's all about. Positive Word of the Day, brought to you by the Green Apple, one of the newest businesses we got here on Minnesota Avenue over in Breckenridge. David Hofford, I've been waiting to do this hour's positive word until you got here, my friend. Thanks for coming in and being in studio with us here.
No problem. I'm very joyful to be here.
Well, you were saying business been pretty good in spite of the weather, people still coming in.
Yeah, and I like this segment, too. I think it works well, especially this time of the year where we're all sick of winter and need a little... I know yesterday was happy and...
Happy yesterday. Happy, I started joyful. With the obvious, and we're going to joyful, and I've got a whole list, so each and every day we're just going to throw out a word. Some days two words, like warming up. I know I've got that in there too, so someday we'll stretch it out to two words. Well, David, tell us about the Green Apple. Your store looks fantastic. On the inside, it's bright, it's welcoming. What is the Green Apple all about?
Yeah, and I've got that too. Everyone comes in and they're not sure what to expect, but I've tried to create kind of a nice clean, bright atmosphere. Again, what we have is a lot of edibles and drinks with THC-infused and CBD-infused products, different pet products, lotions, all sorts of stuff. And this last month, I've really been trying to learn what people are looking for and trying to kind of expand my inventory and bring in some new things. So... gummies are really popular, so I sell a lot of gummies, but trying to expand to different chocolates. Today I'm getting a strawberry taffy coming in, so excited to try that out.
That could be good.
Yeah. I've had people coming in saying, you know, they want to try something, but maybe THC isn't for them, or they're worried about getting tested, so trying to get some more different... THC-free products, so you can definitely try CBD without the THC as well. So,
David, are people coming in with a lot of questions?
Yes. I'd say half and half. Okay. Some of them know exactly what they're doing. They're coming in. They know what they want. And the other half, it's a lot of questions. They're just kind of curious as to what these products can benefit them in their lives, I guess. And I'll say, like, especially this last week, ironically, so March is Brain Injury Awareness Month, and I have had just a rash of people coming in saying they either, you know, get migraines or headaches or have a traumatic brain injury, or someone in their family does. And so trying, and, you know, they've maybe tried prescription medications and they might work for them, but have some side effects, and they're just looking for something else to try or something to relieve their injury or their, you know, their brain injury. So, I'm trying to. I've had a lot of customers come in who have already used it and say this works wonders for me. It's just trying to get them. The right product, and hopefully it's something that can help them out, I guess.
Well, and you know, the hemp-based stuff alone, I know, has grown and grown and grown. I know my sister, too, went through various cancers in her life. And she said, too, she said the THC saved my life at the end. And it did. Towards the end, it brought her a lot of comfort, too. So when you mentioned brain injuries, that sort of triggered it for me, too. And because that was a great relief to her. And I think you're going to be seeing so many more and more people. You know, a lot of people coming in just saying, hey, you know, here's the deal. What can you help me with?
Right.
Yeah. And you've got the information on that. Is it tough to keep up with it all? Because it seems like there's so much coming in every day.
It is. And that's, you know, I definitely do have some slow times in the stores. So that's a lot of what I'm doing is just kind of constantly Googling this and that and trying to learn as much as I can and researching.
So. Is it tough to keep up? Because it does. It just seems like an avalanche of information.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, there's more and more studies, and one day I'll read one thing and the next day I'll read another study that, you know, is a little bit different or expands or there's more information. So, it's kind of hard to keep up, but doing my best to.
Are you excited? You look ahead to the new year in 2023 and brand new business. Are you excited about it?
Yeah, it's been great so far. Mm-hmm. Like the first month has been just amazing. I'm having a blast. I'll put a little. I got a little special running now because we on Wednesday, I guess, was our first month of business anniversary, and so excited about that. Unfortunately, it was blizzarding that day, so I didn't have a whole lot of traffic come through, but started to run a special that day until through today, so you can get buy two of any edible product, get a third one free. So I think that's a really good, especially for people who don't know what they're getting or looking for exactly.
Sure.
That way they get a variety of a few different products to try and figure out what works for them.
What is your phone number over there, Dave? Because I had a lady call and she was wondering about a phone number. How do
sure. 218-420-0404.
Perfect. And this will be podcast, folks, too. So I'll put this up on our website later on this afternoon so you can catch that. What are your hours over there, David? When do you open?
11 to 7 weekdays and 11 to 5 on Saturday. Closed on Sundays.
Fantastic. And again, my friend, thank you so much for coming on board with our positive word of the day and sponsoring that. We're going to have a lot of fun with that and definitely a great segment.
Yes, I agree.
All right.
So, thanks very much for having
David
me on.
David Hofford, come back and talk to us anytime, will you?
Will do.
All right. David Hofford from the Green Apple, one of the newest businesses over there on Minnesota Avenue in Breckenridge. It's 9:15 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.